once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka. In a nighttime drive, grateful that we can do these, grateful that we can come together over the digital divide and share the Word of God, break bread in the Spirit, and encourage one another in the things that really matter as we walk through this life, as we walk through this journey and this adventure of a time and an existence here in this planet. In this planet where the wheat and the tares grow together, light and dark coexist, though definitely not peacefully. This is not a peaceful coexistence, not whatsoever. Jesus said, "Do you think I came to bring peace? I tell you, I came to bring a sword." Jesus came into this world and brought a sword. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, cuts through all things. You know, people can speak the Word, but without the Spirit lacing that Word, it falls to the ground flat. You know, that's why so many of you guys, you've gone to quote-unquote churches or religious places or whatever. You've gone there, and people have stood up, they've carried books, they've carried huge, fat, thick Bibles, and they've gone and they've stood up to speak, and they've done all their preparations, they have their PowerPoint slides flashing behind them, they do all of that stuff that they do, they even hand out notes for you and let you get the thing online. All that for a 30-minute sermon that you can't keep your eyes open, because you're so bored and it doesn't connect with anything that's in you. It doesn't connect with the Spirit of God that longs for the things of God. You know, why is that? Because you can have the Word, but without the Spirit lacing that Word, it falls flat. See, what we do is not, you won't be able to find it on a natural level. You could try to, you can try to mimic this, but it is the subtlety and yet the incredible power of the Spirit of God that makes the difference in everything that we do. God brought His true life-giving Word into our reality. You know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. You know, He was with God in the beginning. Jesus, the Word of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. And that Word cuts. That Word sets you free. That Word is what liberates. That Word is what encourages you when you are in the middle of a dark place. That light breaks forth. Why? Because the Word does that. The Word of God does that in you. Because if you be a child of God, and if you're listening in, and if you can, if you are actually able to hear these broadcasts and not switch it off, and if you can go to the end of these, yes, good chance that you are a child of God or somebody that's been assigned to monitor us, in which case we pray for you that you would wake up as well, because, you know, it's much better to be awake and alive and walking with Him than to be dead and asleep and stagnant and lethargic and just waiting to go from one prison to another. No, God has called you to live. And His sword of the Spirit is what is our offensive weapon. You know, recently I was talking with a dear sister in the Lord about, you know, our the weapons of our warfare. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. You read that and then also read 1 John chapter 1 and chapter 2. I'm giving you guys a little bit of study. And study to show yourself approved. Yes, read it. We're giving you what you need. We're cluing you in. We're pointing you in the right direction. Read these things. Don't just listen. Read. Study. Get in the Word. Get free. Stand up strong. Live in the promises God intended for you. Ephesians chapter 6. God talks about verse 10 through 20, God talks about our the weapons of our warfare. Because we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits, the rulers of the dark, this dark world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We battle not against, your fight is not against that human being, that flesh, that person, that physical embodiment. Your fight is in the realm of the spirit and that which is behind it. And this is why, too, in the realm of the spirit, you know, some of the most powerful spiritual warriors that I know, if you saw them, if you just took them from a natural perspective, you wouldn't think much of them in the natural. You wouldn't. If you saw them in the natural, you wouldn't think much of them. You would just be like, oh, okay, this is just a nice, sweet 60-year-old lady. But in the realm of the spirit, gosh, they are fierce warriors. They can rip down strongholds. I have seen them literally in the spirit go to bat for people that did not ever even know that they were praying for them, and they have saved their lives. Because in the realm of the spirit, God has quickened them, and they have taken it to that next level, gone against the demonic, broken it down, destroyed it, and allowed for freedom for those people that were struggling, that were in a difficult spot. Do they want thanks and fanfare? No. They do it because that's what the Lord God has equipped them and called them to do. But a little bit of appreciation sure would be nice. A little bit of appreciation sure would be nice for those that are doing what they're doing on your behalf, giving you the space so that you too can look, get your feet under you, get some strength on you, and then you go to bat for somebody else as well. You know, the reason that you and I can even do what we do is because somebody else paved the way for us. You know, all the way, just start with Jesus. Because what Christ Jesus did for us, you and I are set free. And likewise, somebody else did something so that you could be blessed. You know, isn't it a good time that you would do something to bless somebody else and to make the way for someone else, to give some space for somebody else? Look, I am challenging you to, at this point, now, I want you guys to start challenging yourself, challenging you to see what you can do to be a blessing to somebody else, what you can do to help somebody else, what you can do to make a difference where you are this day. You know, I mean, even the name that we have for the online broadcast that we use, even Faith Mix, faith, you know, your faith is combined with reciprocal action. Your faith is mixed with action, with that is the outflow, the overflow of your faith. So you have your faith that's there, and an overflow of the faith that you have and of the walk that you have, it's your natural response. You know, we had a dear brother write in not too long ago, and he said, you know, why do we do anything? You know, why do we, you know, if God is, if all this stuff is, if we already know that, you know, all this stuff is scripted and done, and that, you know, God knows the beginning from the end, He knows what everybody's going to do, all of that, you know, why do we even do anything? And, you know, hey, good question. Because, yes, you're right, God does know everything. And God does know the beginning from the end. God does know what people are going to do. God does know people's individual hearts, the choices that they'll make. Yes, there's no surprises for Him. But in the middle of that, you have been made finite for a reason. You have been made the way you are for a reason. And part of your own life and journey and growth is that discovery process. That's part of what makes this life exciting. That's part of what makes this life an adventure, is you discovering and learning and understanding and growing. You know, it is never dull for the child of God. Never. Never dull. Our life, our existence is not dull. at all. And God wants you to discover. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants you to experience and understand what He's done for you. And understand the gifts that He's put inside of you. Understand that there is more. Yeah. I mean, first, all right, fine. First we see what the world says, all right, this is what they're offering and all that. Now you've seen it, and you see how empty it is, how shallow it is. You know, I tell you what, I listen to music every now and then. I flip on the radio, or I listen to, you know, stuff. I go check things online a little bit. I mean, come on, you guys got to be kidding me. Every song is just a combination of either, you know, how much wealth that somebody's accumulating and how, and all that is posturing, by the way, or, you know, how much they can get sexed up and how many other people they can go to bed with, and that's what makes them something. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, how base, how shallow, how pathetic. Pathetic is your existence. If that is that, if that's it, pathetic. That's all you got? You know, and then you do that in your 20s, fine. All right, you're going to do that in your 20s. You know how creepy you are when you're doing that in your 40s? You just don't grow out of that? Pathetic. You know, the world is so pathetic. And that's why, too, they have to glorify youth. You know, if you're young, you don't... Look, in the world system, you don't get to grow old and you don't get to die. You better not grow old and you better not die. Because if you die, you're done. And if you grow old, they don't like you anymore. It's all about youth. It's all about young. It's all about that which is, you know, freshly picked from the vine and still looks like it's got some energy in it. Because the old ones, gosh, they look old. You know, an old worlder looks so old, it's scary. I mean, as somebody that is part of the world system, when they get old, they look old. They look really old. Whereas somebody that walks with Christ, when they get older, there's something beautiful about them. You see the Spirit of God coming through a person when they're older, and they look incredible. There's the peace of God that passes all understanding that shines through them, and that peace is on their face, and they've grown in age and wisdom and stature because they've walked with Him for their years. They are incredible. And they're beautiful. My gosh, they're beautiful people. If you see a child of God that has grown in age, that's walked with Him and trusted Him, they are some of the most beautiful people you'll ever meet. Gorgeous, gorgeous people. Because that spirit has grown within them. There's something beautiful inside of them. Whereas worlders, gosh, no, they just got to, the worlders, they can't get old. They can't get a wrinkle. That's why they're always under the knife. That's why they're stretching and plucking and pulling stuff back. And they got a diet that face is just like a leather canvas. They just got to, you know, just pull it all over the place. They look like aliens. My gosh, have you ever, look, if you go on YouTube or something and just, you know, type in like, plastic surgery before and after. I don't know. I'm just making something up like that. But I know that I've seen some of these before and after things. My gosh! I mean, all of that praise, because you know why? On the insecurities of people, because they're not complete. Because they don't know who they are. See, when somebody doesn't know who they are, they keep trying to fix it. They keep trying to find who they are, but you're not going to find it in something external. So they go under the knife. They start, changing this and changing that. I mean, you got women running around in the world with skin stretched like a trampoline and mouths that look like they're fish. And they all look the same. You know, I saw an article that was written where in South Korea, they got really angry because the last beauty contest that they had, all the contestants had the exact same look. Their faces all looked the same because they'd all gone under plastic surgery, so they all looked the same. They couldn't even, it's comical. And it's hilarious. Do you realize that you are perfect just the way you are? The person that God made you to be, the uniqueness of the way that He made you, do you realize that you are beautiful? You're a handsome man, you're a beautiful woman. Do you realize that? Do you know that when you get this resolved in your spirit, and when God, when that fulfillment takes place within the core of your being, that you are fine? Yeah, you might go and exercise and do a couple things like that just so that you keep your body in good tune. Because, hey, you know, you've got one body and it is a resource and it is something that is intended to be something that, is an asset and not a liability. Yes, some of you guys, you struggle with a few things. I know you do. But still, in the middle of that, just do what you can do so that you can get the best out of the body that God has given you. Treat it well. But don't let that be the focus. Because everything in the natural realm is passing away. Everything in the realm of the natural is passing away. And this flesh is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. So no matter how bad or how good you think it looks, it is not going on from here. Your spirit and your soul will carry on, your flesh will not. So, that being the case, don't invest your whole life in the flesh. And don't be caught up in the flesh. And don't be caught up with somebody else's flesh. This world and the things of the world are passing away. Love not the world nor the things of the world. For any man that loves the world, for if somebody loves the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all the things in the world, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, all that stuff is passing away. Passing away. Only here for a window. Passing away. Going quick. You know, statistically, I was told, and again, these are stats, you could probably look them up online, and this may not be accurate right now, but it sounded pretty good to me when I was told that average age of a rock star before they die is 33 years. They live 33 years. They don't live that long. The world cycles through them, uses them up. Fast life, fast death. God calls you to true life. God calls you to a life of peace. Peace within. Because you know what? Outside, things will be raging. Because we live in a world that's in turmoil. We live in a world where most people, if you are plugged into the world and the world system, you are insane. You are insane. Because the mind of Christ is life and peace. The mind of the world is anxiety, is stress, is wrong priorities, is wrong ambitions, is wrong desires, is twisted. So yes, if you're plugged into the world, you are insane. And that is why, as the world continues to go forward and they see all the things that happen in an insane world, as insane decisions continue to be made, insane choices are made by those who are part and parcel of it and have given themselves over to demonic powers and have been given positions of power in that system. And as they make decisions and choices that are at odds with the Word of God, and they bring the consequences of those choices to bear on a lot of people that are under their authority, you will see their insanity full blown. And you will understand all the more reason why you and I needed a Savior. Why you and I were saved. We were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, given another way that life and peace moves and works through you, and you can stand for the alternative. You can stand for what is true. You can stand for the right way. You can stand for life and peace and that which is real and that which the world needs. Because you know why? What the world needs is Jesus Christ. Where will they see Him? They'll see Him in you. You are God's answer. You. Know that God's method is you. God will use you, equip you, build you up, strengthen you, and bless you, give you peace, and empower you to do that which is His will. So embrace it and go with it, and know that we love you and we're encouraging you in that. And with that, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix. One word, you will find us. Keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you soon. Talk to you later. Bye.